WGN, David Hochberg, home of Home Sweet Home Chicago, the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturday mornings at 10. And you know him as the lead of Team Hochberg. Thanks for joining us, David. Happy Passover.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with your listeners. Where are we going today, Lisa? What are we talking about?
Well, home sales up 8.8%. That's pretty huge.
Yeah, pretty huge. So sales of new single-family homes in March were at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $693,000, which is an 8.8% increase above the February rate. So home sales are moving. People are getting out of their homes, so there's still activity on the home buying front. The refinances have slowed down a little bit because of the rates, but people are still moving. Our listeners are still moving and buying homes, Lisa.
But it seems, David, that the median price was $430,000. The average was $524,000. So these early spring homes that hit the market seem to be, you know, pretty high, you know, fairly high-end homes, unless you're talking, yeah, I mean, because this is nationwide, right? That seems to be a bit high.
Nationwide, Lisa. I'll tell you what, just talked with one of my client's daughters, 30-year-old, first-time home buyer, buying a home in Niles, split-family home in Niles. Everybody from Niles are in the area. I was in and out of those homes growing up. I grew up in Des Plaines, went to Maney's High School, was in and out of those homes in Niles every single week or weekend. Those homes are going for it. Those homes that were built in the 50s and 60s, split-level homes, for $660,000, Lisa.
Wow.
So the starter homes in Niles that a couple of years ago were in the fours are now in the high fives, low sixes, just because of the market. So it's crazy. And the rates are back into the sevens, but our listeners are still buying homes. And it's not, it's impacting some because it's impacting, obviously, affordability with the higher interest rates. But the prices are still going up, Lisa, just because of lack of inventory. We've been talking about the same old song and the same record for the past 4 years. That's why prices keep going up, lack of inventory.
But Fannie expects rates to stay right where they are, right? We're not seeing any drop.
No, and that's the other thing that was announced today. Fannie Mae expects rates to stay higher for longer. These are the same economic geniuses of Fannie Mae who 2 years ago predicted rates would be in the fours, and last year predicted rates would be in the mid-fives. Now they've completely changed course and don't think that there's going to be any type of relief in the near term for anybody out there just because of the goofy economy that we're in right now and the economic challenges that we're all facing. So whenever you hear these things, I remember John Williams had a guy on at the end of last year, beginning of this year, predicted six times that rates were going to drop, and I was on the day after, and John's like, hey, what do you think of the guy that said 6%? I'm like, why don't we get to the first one, John? And when we get to the first one, then we'll talk about the second one. In the meantime, they're expecting to drop rates in March of this year. That didn't happen. And now they were projecting three rate drops, and now they don't even know if they're going to have any this year. So, yeah, don't worry about forecasts. They're a joke.
So here's the deal. We have a text that just came in. They said, does David's team – oh, that's another one coming in. But please ask David where interest rates should be so they are responsible for both the borrowers and the lenders.
Where interest rates should be. I really don't understand that question.
They want you to say it should be back at 3%, which we're never going back, not for a long time.
I'll take a 30-year in the fives. I'll take a normalized market where the short-term yield curve is under the long-term yield curve so we could get some adjustable rate mortgages back in the markets. I mean, we haven't seen an adjustable rate mortgage in this market without getting too technical since COVID. If we had the 30-year fix back in the fives, we'll have adjustable rate mortgages back in the threes and everything would start getting back and homes will start going on the market. I'm down here in Tinley Park today. I'm at the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police annual conference. And everybody's done a ton of the Chiefs loans in the state of Illinois. They're coming up to me, thank you for the 3% loan. Thank you for the 2% loan. Thank you for the 3.5%. I'm like, you're part of the problem, right? So So, I mean, that's part of the problem. Everybody's got low interest rates that owned a home during COVID. You refinance. If you bought a home during COVID, you got a 2 or 3% loan. There were a couple of chiefs that were deputy chiefs in one area and had to move to another. He's like, yeah, I gave up my 2.625 to go into a 7. I'm like, yeah, but you made a ton of money on the home you sold, and the payment's not that big of a difference. He's like, yeah, good point. Yeah, I'm stuck in a 7% loan, but yeah, I made an extra $75,000 on my home that I sold up north to go out west, and my payment's about the same, even though I'm paying more at a higher interest rate. So there's a give and take, and I just don't know. I always get that, you know, when do you think rates are going to come down? I have no idea. It's right. Even the experts have no idea, Lisa. That's the confusing part about this whole thing.
Absolutely. David Hochberg. Well, I'm just telling people how to reach you, that we're going to take a break, and then you take a breath, and then we're coming back.
Okay.
Team Hochberg, 56david.com. That's how you can reach out to him. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic, then some of your text messages for David. We'll also talk about delinquency rates for subprime auto loans, auto insurance going up, all that kind of stuff. What's going on in your department, Mary? WGN, it is 3:20. David Hochberg is with us, Team Hochberg. He is the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Of course, you hear him Saturday mornings on WGN. A lot of text messages coming in, as they usually do for David. So let me hit you with a few, okay?
Bring it on.
Okay. Are prices of homes both in the city and rural areas selling now?
Yeah, the price of the home in the city, if you talk to any of the realtors in the city, has been sliding a little bit. So there are still good values in the city. You just have to question about, you know, your county and city leadership, if that's the leadership you want to be moving into. So that's why a lot of residents in Chicago are moving out to the suburbs. That's not a political statement. That's a factual statement. Ask a realtor. Rural areas are becoming more and more popular because of open space. You could attest to that and speak to that. And also lower property taxes. The further you get out, especially in the outer counties, you've got a lot less lower property taxes than you do in Cook, Lake, DuPage, and Will counties. So they are popular. And as you get further out, Adams County and other counties like that, as you get further out, there are rural loan opportunities where listeners could buy rural properties with a USDA rural loan, 100% financing, and finance in your closing costs. So it's great opportunities and great loan programs out there for listeners looking to buy in rural areas.
Does David's team deal with home equity loans? That's from Eric in Lake Villa.
Yeah, we do home equity loans, but truthfully, we do a much better job on first loans and have refer all of our loans for home equity loans and home equity lines of credit to the fine people at Kane County Teachers Credit Union, and they do a much better job. They're set up better than we are to handle just borrowers or listeners doing a home equity loan. If you're doing a first and a second behind a first when we're refinancing you, we could handle that, you know, since we're doing the first loan at the same time. But it's in our listeners, 99% of the time, it's in our listeners' best interest to just have us refer that listener over to the fine folks at King County Teachers Credit Union, who's a proud sponsor of Home Sweet Home Chicago, and they take care of it from there.
So foreclosures have dropped, but prepayments rise. Why are prepayments rising?
Yeah, it's crazy. So foreclosures are down, which is a good sign, right? Delinquency rates are down to 3.2% in March from a record low in March of 2023. So we're still at record lows. Serious delinquencies on mortgage loans, 90-day past dues, dropped to only 24,000 homes, the lowest level since June of 2006. And we're seeing a lot of listeners pay their homes off, which I don't understand why you would do that when you've got such a low interest rate on your mortgage. But I guess that low interest rate on your mortgage, Lisa, is helping listeners pay their homes off faster. And if that makes listeners more comfortable financially and mentally to go to sleep knowing they don't have a mortgage, then, hey, good for them, right? I just talked to a police chief here. He has a $175,000 mortgage. He's going to be getting an extra $2,000 in a month from Social Security. He's like, I don't know what to do with the money. I'm like, well, how much you got on your truck loan? He's like, about another 30 grand. He's like, I was thinking about paying off my home. I'm like, well, what's your mortgage rate? He's like, 2.5%. I'm like, what's the auto loan? He's like, 7.5%. I'm like, well, what are we doing here, right? I mean, take the extra $2,000 you get from Social Security and pay down your car loan first, right?
And then it is interesting. It's how we all feel about debt and what is a bigger burden. And I think he looks at, well, that's $175,000. I got to get rid of that versus the $40,000. But you're right. The smart way is to get rid of the high interest loan.
Yeah, well, and plus his car loan, truck loan, whatever it was at the time, I think it was a truck loan. His truck loan payment was more expensive than the principal interest payment on his home. I'm like, Chief, what are you doing? Just here, take a step back. I know you don't do this for a living. That's what I do. You know, from a third party point of view, which is what I am, just pay down the car loan first or the truck loan. And then when that's been satisfied, then take the $3,000, right? Because he's got a $1,000 truck loan. Take the $1,000 for the truck that's now paid off and the $2,000. If you want to pay off your mortgage, now you throw $3,000 at it, but pay the car off first, right? So that's the type of advice we give listeners. You know, I'm not didn't charge him for the advice. He stopped by the table to say hello, and he's like, "Wow, I never thought of that." I'm like, "Wow, that's my professional opinion, right?"
So yeah, that's why you reach out. That's why you reach out. 56David.com. Hey, auto insurance, we all know, went up like 22%, the biggest jump in over 50 years. But what about the 60-day delinquency rate for subprime auto loans? What's happening?
Yeah, it's reaching levels. It's doubling. 60-day delinquency rate for our listeners for subprime auto loans, which are auto loans for listeners who are credit challenged, right, that don't have great credit. You're going to pay anywhere from 15% to 27% on your auto loan. The delinquency rates of those listeners that haven't paid their car loans for two straight months crossed the 4% mark, doubling in just 3 years, which, again, comparable to the levels of 2008, which we all know what happened in 2008. That's not good. So both subprime, and here's another bad statistic. Since 2021, both subprime, the high interest rates one to those with credit challenge listeners, and prime auto loan delinquencies have moved in a straight line higher. The increase accelerated once the Fed began increasing rates in March of 2022. And here's what scares the hell out of me. Credit card charge-off rates continue to increase because our listeners don't have enough money to pay their credit cards off. Forget in addition to their car loans, Lisa. And here's the true fact. Bank of America, you've heard of them, right? Pretty big company here.
Yep.
Credit card write-offs rose to $1.5 billion in the first quarter, up from $807 million from the year before. So it's over a $700 million increase in the amount of debt that the B of A wrote off because of economic hardships of the consumer holding those cards that they were never going to get in the first place. $1.5 billion write-off, up from $107 million. So that's why forecasters are predicting that consumer bankruptcies are set to skyrocket through the end of the year because listeners just don't have enough money to pay their cars or their credit cards, but they're paying their homes, which is unbelievably ironic. So,
okay.
We get a lot of mixed messages, so I like just bringing this information out to the listeners so they could, if you're in that situation, you're not alone and there is help out there. If you reach out, we could try to help you, put you in touch with organizations. If we can't refinance you, that might be able to help you. But doing nothing and burying your head in the sand, Lisa, is not a successful plan for a financial wellness plan. Okay,
yes,
that's
exactly.
Not going to get you better.
Exactly. David Hochberg, you'll be asking him more questions and listening Saturday morning at 10 for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Travel safe home. And if you want to reach out to him, 56David.com. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day.
Lauren has your news next.
Lisa Dent, WGN.